Good morning. Greetings in the name of Christ this morning. It's really good to be with you on this beautiful day. And we have a special service before us this morning, council meeting service, when we take a morning to specifically examine ourselves. And, you know, there's a lot of questions we ask ourselves. And a lot of you here this morning, including myself, we've got things that we're working on. And yet, if we don't have the big questions answered, none of the little questions really matter. Can you imagine a housewife over in Ukraine when the shells are dropping in on the apartment buildings, shining her silverware to keep it clean? How foolish would that be? Or maybe she's vacuuming the floor or trying to wash the windows quickly before they get blown out. And yet that's what some of us do. We're shining silverware, vacuuming floors, and polishing windows when we should be looking at something more important. And the question that faces each of us this morning is my heart right with God? There's a lot of other things that are important. A lot of other things are important, and yet they must all fall under this. Is my heart right with God? Question. What makes a person a hiker? Can anybody help me out here? Who is a hiker?
A person who hikes.
What about a runner? Who is a runner? Anybody under the age of 10, for sure, but besides them, anybody who runs, right? What about a biker? Somebody who bikes? I've got a question for you. Who is a disciple? A child of God. Why didn't you say somebody who disciples himself? You see, I think that was the right answer, by the way. We often define ourselves by the things that we do. And in a lot of ways, we are defined by the things we do. And the scripture itself says that if we say and do not, then we're fooling ourselves. But when it comes to this question of being a disciple, is my heart right with God? I think sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. And it comes, I think, to a question of commitment and surrender. There's a lot of people who are committed here this morning, and we should be. There's a lot of people who make commitment a real part of their Christian life, and they should. I read a news story this last week about a man who was hiking the Appalachian Trail, south to north, heading all the way to Maine. What made him interesting was that they called him Leaf Blower. The reason they called him Leaf Blower is because he was carrying a leaf blower. Now, usually when you go hiking the Appalachian Trail, you carry as little as possible. These people count in ounces. They make sure that they are carrying nothing along that's too heavy for them. And yet this man has a leaf blower with him. And so this reporter heard about him and arranged to meet up with him in Tennessee. And sure enough, there he was with his green battery-powered leaf blower strapped to his back, carrying this leaf blower. And the question was, why are you carrying a leaf blower? And he said, well, I want to get it to Maine. Okay. He is committed. He says, carrying stuff like this is sort of my thing. When I hike the Pacific Crest Trail, which those of you who know something about hiking know that's even more brutal than the Appalachian Trail, he said, I carried a 15-foot garden hose with me the whole time. He said, I was in a store one time, I saw a garden hose, and I thought, I'm going to carry that on the Pacific Crest Trail. And so he did. The same thing happened when he was scrolling through Facebook Marketplace, and he sees a green leaf blower for sale. He says, I'm going to carry that green leaf blower all the way to Maine. And so that's what he's doing right now. He's committed. And you've got to hand it to him. He's doing something interesting, at least, right? But you know what? Ultimately, a little ridiculous. Is that right? Hats off to him for carrying a leaf blower, but seriously? What's the difference between commitment and surrender? When we have commitment, who's in the driver's seat?
We are.
I think many of us struggle with this thing in our life with Christ, in our discipleship, is that we have commitment. We are going to make something happen. We are doing this thing. And hats off, if that's the attitude. That's commendable on one front. The question am I surrendered? Surrender must come before commitment. And that's where the struggle is for me, personally, is in that conversation. Because I might choose a green leaf blower. And what's the point? What makes a disciple, is somebody who has surrendered themselves to God. They are his child. The things that are important to God are important to him or her. And he is committed to those things. First we surrender, and then we commit. And as you look at your heart this morning, as I look at my heart this morning, ask yourself that question. Am I surrendered? Are the things that are important to God important to me? And am I committed to those things? Or have I decided, this is what I'm going to be about. This is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to go. This is how I'm going to define myself. If you would turn with me over to John 21, the last moments of Jesus' time with his disciples, I'd like to read a little bit about his interaction with Peter after they had had that amazing conversation by the sea involving nets and fishes. And Jesus meeting them there. And I'd just like you to look at what's happening with Peter here and this conversation Jesus has with them. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Why did Jesus ask Peter three times if he loved him or not? The accepted answer is because Peter had denied Jesus three times. And so Jesus asked him this question three times. The areas in which we will struggle with surrender, I believe, are the areas in which we have found ourselves in weakness. The areas that your discipleship and your surrender will be tested are in places of which you are very, very familiar. And are you willing to allow Jesus into those places and surrender those things to him? And then, when it comes to it, and you're looking around and you say, well, Jesus, this is a heavy burden to bear. What about him over here? Jesus says, I'll take care of him. I'm having a conversation with him too. We're talking about you here. You follow me. One more definition we use for people who are following God that Jesus uses or that God uses is perfect people. Talked about hikers, runners, cyclers, and disciples. But what about perfect people? Who are perfect people? Look over at Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Who are perfect people? They're people who are being perfected. God looks at us as if we are perfect. And we cannot perfect ourselves. Jesus Christ is the one who perfects us. And as you ask yourself that question this morning, is my heart right with God? Just challenge you. Let God define the terms for your life. Surrender to what he wants for you. And then commit to those things and commit to allowing him to perfect you. May God be with you all this morning. We're going to be having council meeting this morning. And after we pray, Brother Murray is going to be leading us in our message. And then just before that, we'll be lifting the offering here in a bit. And then we will be taking the counsel of the church this morning. So God be with you as you go through that conversation that you have with God. And I think we'll be splitting up into up here and at the gym, so you can be prepared for that. The ushers will take care of that. So shall we stand for prayer?